sometimes we may chastise someone out of love, but that person doesn't understand that it is love because of which you chastise them. And then the relationship turns sour. So what do we do at that time? Yes. In the Mahabharata, the question is raised, how do we decide what is right and what is wrong? There are three ways. Three broad ways. There is intention, there is intention behind the action, there is the content of the action, the action is the action itself, and there is the consequence of the action. All three are important. And all three can apply in different situations. So for example, as I said, we chastise someone, our intention was good. But if I find the consequence that person got alienated from me, then, okay, my intention was, but the effect was not right. So then we may have to learn. See what, we can't just assume that the right intention will automatically lead to the right consequence. Because there are many factors involved. That's like at a very gross level, if I'm not a surgeon, and I have a good intention, this person is having pain, I'll operate them. It is said that the road to hell is often paved with good intentions. So just our intention is not good enough. It is important, we need to have the right intention. But the right intention does not guarantee the right execution. And does not guarantee the right consequence. So we also have to have the appropriate competence, the appropriate situation for doing that. Now that means if we find that, okay, we just had this person and this had this effect. So this person got alienated. Then we may have to do some other actions which show our love for that person. So if, say between parents and children or in any relationship, a spousal relationship, if the primary interaction is when we are telling, you did not do this, you did not do that, you did not do that, you did not do that. Then what happens? Then another person thinks you are just nagging me. So there are often times when we need to correct others. But that has to be done in a setting, in a situation where people have seen other expressions of our love. If they're not seen that, if they're not felt that, then they will just feel that we are fault finders. And sometimes we may feel like this is such a big problem, I have to correct it. But we have to see actions. Okay, this person did something wrong. And this wrong is a bad thing, it needs to be corrected. But sometimes, in correcting that wrong thing, we may end up alienating the relationship. And then that person goes away from us and that person does further bad things. So sometimes, in some cases, it is better to let people learn by consequences. That means, I'm telling you because if you do this, it will hurt you. So don't do this. But we tell them and they just feel hurt because we chastise them. In some cases, we just have to let people learn their own lessons. It's very difficult if you see someone going on the wrong track and we know that they're going to be hurt by this. But if they are not in a position to hear us, then that means we have two things over here. One is their right and wrong action and their right and wrong disposition towards us. So we have to wisely choose. It is not that just because we are in a relationship where we feel that we are wiser than them. So we may be wiser than them, but they may not feel like that. So what we need to do is, we need to evaluate the dynamics of that relationship based on what happens. So if you find that this chastisement is alienating, then we have to put aside. And just offer expressions of love. And then sometimes people have to learn through experience. And if we have not alienated them in the process, then they learn through experience and then they come back, hey, what you said was right. But sometimes what happens is, if we say that this is wrong and still they do it, and we have alienated them, then even if they realize it is right, that we were right and they were wrong, you say, you are doing this, you are so proud, you are not listening to me, one day you will come crawling back on your knees and tell me that I was right. Even if we turn out to right, because we have challenged their ego, even if they realize they are wrong, they will not come back. So what happens is, we can't just act in the relationship based on the specific action. This is right, this is wrong. We have to act in the relationship based on the longevity of the relationship. Based on the stability of the relationship. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam cha swadhyaya abhyasanam cha vanmayam tapochyate. In 17.15 he says, that austerity of speech means, first thing is, speak in a non-agitating way. Speak in a way that does not agitate others. Second, he says, speak truthfully. Speak beneficial. But first thing he says, speak in a non-agitating way. If you agitate others, and quite often they just get closed. They get closed and they just can't understand what we are saying. So they need to feel loud, and then what we say, even if it's harsh to take, we'll take it.